Yeah, the highlight for the last 2 days, first is soul consciousness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the identification of the inner soul or myself,
mm-hmm.
who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because sometimes we describe ourselves mm-hmm. with other things other than mm-hmm. my spirit.
Okay, wonderful.
One of the highlights for me was that meditation isn't just sitting there and watching your breath, but it is to let your mind work.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really powerful.
The highlight for me was the discussion yesterday on peace, and to hear people have, each individual have their own concept of peace, and each one is valid.
The other hat from the hat put it behind.
Om Shanti. The two things I have been learned from the last 2 days. One thing is who I am,
mm-hmm.
But the connection between my soul and the Supreme Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Second base is how the meditation will help us mm-hmm. to connect between the two.
But until by the time you came, so I thought let me just start something. What I was asking them before we start today's session, the highlight. Okay, so first, yes. Mike, yeah? Okay, I would like to introduce myself as well. The model of this car is called Sudesh. This good model, yeah? It's called Sudesh. And been with this Brahma Kumari Spiritual University, studying, I'm student studying this spiritual in this spiritual university since last 56-57 years, and still studying, enjoying very much. Every time it's a deeper, beautiful, entertaining, uplifting. It's the real realization of what does it mean God is the Sun of Knowledge, the Ocean of Knowledge. And so at the moment I am based in Germany, UK, and myself and Jantiben are taking care of the European centers. So, this is what, short introduction. And I have asked you where you have come from. Right, that all of you have come from different places. But one thing I would say, I am based at the moment in Germany, but I have not come from there. You know, I have come from the same place where you have come from. Where you have come from? From the soul world. We have come from the same home. But we are playing our part at different places. And in this unlimited play, we are playing different roles as souls, right? And so at this moment, I'm playing the role of the European director of Brahma Kumaris, based in most of the time all over the world, in Germany, but traveling here and there. And I'm pleased to meet you, my unlimited family. Today we are talking about meeting with the divine, but it's so beautiful to meet the divine family. Because it's the family, it's the creation that makes us aware of the Creator. And so I had asked before you came them, what it is that you have really, what was the highlight for you, especially, in last 2 days. So some of them spoke from this area. Perhaps one of you one or two other people can also speak about it. Yes, anyone would like to share from this area? Or from the back, from there? Welcome. Okay. So in fact, in essence, what has been told, it's clear. These last 2 days had been clarified or spoken about or shared about the self, the values of the self, the powers of the self, the existence of the self, the identity of the self, the purpose of the life. I think this is would have been in last 2 days. And today, when I'm existing here, expressing and experiencing myself, a question arises, is it that really life is full of satisfaction? Am I satisfied with myself? Of course, a sister said, happiness is within the self. You don't have to find anywhere. You have the power of tolerance, have the capacity to tolerate. All this, these are the inner strength. What it is that we really need in our life, want to have, which we like not only to keep for ourselves, we like to share it with others. The joy is of sharing, of really experiencing and expressing. Where does the experience come from? How does the experience is created or generated? Experience is not that we read about for somebody else what others have said. Experience is something you yourself have in your own life. It is just like if you want to see your face, what do you need? What do you need? A mirror. Okay. If a mirror is given to a blind person, would the mirror be helpful? Would he be able to see his face? No. So what he needs, what she needs, the person who does not have the eyesight, has the eyes, his own eyes, but what is missing is the sight. An eye is an eyesight, is the part of the face. So in order to see my face, I need my own eyes. With my own eyes, I see my face in the mirror. Okay? The mirror is there and I have eyesight as well. If there is no light, room is dark, the mirror is there, you cannot see your face. Turn within and see yourself. A minute of silence. So you have light. But if the mirror is dusty, if the mirror is covered with the dust, you cannot see your reflection clearly. So when I say mirror, it's the knowledge, philosophies, scriptures, books. We have big libraries, churches, temples, synagogues, mosques. A lot of literature is there, which is experience of other people, those who have been in search, deep love for God, faith in God. Now, if I want to experience myself first, because it's without experiencing my own self, it is the self then has the desire to experience God. What it is we want to experience? What it is that we want to connect? Why do we want to be connected with God, with Divine? Divine, God, Supreme, being with Creator, no matter whatever word you use, it is that you want to experience your own divinity. You want to experience your spirituality. You want to experience the hidden potential that is within you. And it is just like the mirror is, if it is something influences there, it is, you have all your experiences are there, just like books and scriptures are praise of God, and that is experience of other people. So you have also experienced. That's why this memory come back, the desire comes back to see, the search begins. Why should I search something? You are searching or looking for a connection, or searching. Can you search something which you have not lost? Can you? Reconnecting is, this connection has taken place. Can you search something which you have not lost? And can you lose something which you did not have before? You had something before which is lost, and then you search it, and then research. Then it is actually, when you search it and you begin to see the experience of that joy, and then connection brings the experience again, oh, this is what I was looking for. And so it is a connection. Experiencer is not the body. Experience is experienced or made by the soul. And so this is what I wanted to just revise from yesterday and day before yesterday's lessons that you had, that in order to connect with the Divine, with the Supreme Being, I need to have introduction. I need to have some idea what it is that I want to be connected with. When we say the Supreme Being, the Divine Being, we don't call human being. We don't call angels. We are thinking of the Supreme. Supreme is only one. Souls are many, great souls, powerful souls, elevated souls, divine souls, angels, human beings, plural. Supreme Being is only one. Human beings are many. Like ministers are many. Prime Minister is one. In school, masters can be many, according to the level of the school, standard of the school. Headmaster is one. And so Supreme Being, Supreme Soul is one. And in order to be connected with the Supreme Being, what I had to become aware of? myself a living being. Now, if you want to connect the electric wires, how would you connect it? Can I tie these wires just with rubber on it? Would the current pass through? The electrician has to connect it when he's removing the insulation. Right? If it is wire is connected, when the many layers are there, though the energy is there, but current will not pass through, and you would not be able to get all the different powers from the same experience of different powers from the powerhouse. It's the same powerhouse, it's the same electric current, but you experience light. You switch on other switch, you experience air, you experience sound. You switch on television, you hear sound and light both. It's the same connection source, but you are experiencing different powers which functions in different ways, solve different purposes, solve different problems. So at the time of sorrow, people call, oh, remover of sorrow, giver of happiness. At the time of bondage, oh, the liberator, come. Merciful Lord, help me. Right? It's a time when we need something in our life, when we have lost something, which was actually, we had experience in our life. But then it is not there anymore. And this experience was our own property. But what was the reason of losing it? It is because we got, there had been loose connection with our own self. We had been disconnected with our own self. We had identified ourselves instead of being a living being, a tiny point of light, the living energy consists of mind, intellect and faculty, sanskaras, divine being. What we begin to identify ourselves? With the human form. Instead of being a soul, we begin to identify ourselves with the role. And so what happened? So we identify more with the plastic, the rubber, and the influence. And then though the knowledge was there that yes, I'm a soul, but could not see ourselves, though the knowledge was there, there had been influence, like a dust, or many layers on it. And when we were connecting ourselves with God, then before actually being connected with the Source, with the Supreme Being, we started first being aware of what our needs are. So my husband is alcoholic. Oh God, give him wisdom that he can be free from this disease. My child is disabled. Oh God, give the power that some miracle can happen, this can keep. Oh, I don't have job. Oh God, give me job. This one is poor. What we remembered? We remembered first many layers. And even though the prayer was there, it was a one-way connection. Prayers were made, of course, with faith, with some kind of good wishes, some kind of pure feeling. Response was coming for a short time, but this connection was not there. And so it's very important why I said it is to revise your lesson that you had yesterday or day before yesterday, who you are, who am I, what am I, the one who has the desire to be connected with the Supreme. The one, why I want to be connected, to experience my original, eternal joy of being positive energy. to experience my purity, to experience my happiness, to experience my own pure selfless love. Because the qualities were there, as I am also an eternal being, a pure being, and the child of the Supreme Being. So my qualities were there as well, but they were disconnected, as I was disconnected with my own self, and identify myself with the role rather than the soul, being connected with relation with my own body as an instrument, I started thinking, I am so and so. Instead of, I am called by this name, I am this. Instead of saying, my name is the name of the body, it's I hold this name. So we miss it. This I don't want to go into details because you have had this lesson before. In essence is the awareness of I am a tiny spark of light, pure energy, living being, and within me, as an eternal being, as a shining star, as a living diamond, are the powers which God has. I don't have to struggle, only I have to become connected, connection, switching on my consciousness, as like from soul conscious, now who do I belong to? I don't have to struggle for. I don't have to beg. I am a child of God. A fish does not make effort to swim. A lion does not make effort to be powerful. It's inherent personality, the qualities in this. Automatically these powers are there when the same, like in human beings, its inherent personality is there. In the same, in I, the soul, have inherent qualities of God in me. And now, as becoming aware of being child, it's inheritance. So then I know that these qualities belong to me. But first, very thing important is that yes, I have to remove this layer which I have adopted one after another, and I've forgotten my own identity. Realization that I am a soul. And so if I am a soul, a point of light, my father would be also like this, no? Just like a simple example I was giving, a child of a fish, you won't say this is the child of an elephant. By seeing an elephant, you would not say this is the child of a sparrow. By seeing the sparrow, you won't say this is the child of lion. Human beings have their parents likewise. Animals have their parents likewise. Birds have their parents likewise. So when I am a soul, when I want to be connected with, where should be my intellect connected with which light, with which understanding? I must be child of the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Being. And why, what is this deep, why this deep desire is to belong to and to experience? Because it's the soul has these qualities, this experience within the self. From the moment the child is born, this natural is to know. When a child is born, he wants to know what is right, what they want to taste. Everything, he wants to put the finger in the mother's hand, in the mouth. If you give a piece of knife, a piece of stone would try to put in the mouth to see the taste. If you give a knife, would try to put a piece of paper, try to put in the mouth, because the taste bud is developing. It's the knowledge to know, and then, Mama, what is this? Mama, what is this? What is this? Question, knowing, curiosity. Because the intellect has the natural quality to know, to understand. And when I am soul conscious, I would not only be knowing what is here, I would be able to know what is actually beyond this physical world, the power of the Supreme Being, the wisdom that God has, my parents have, that is what belonged to me. Realization of the self. The truth about my own self. And as I am a soul, I am not this body. So what would be the natural quality when you are a bodiless being? What is the natural quality as when you are not with this costume of sound? You are seeing, hearing, speaking. We are here in this world of matter and we have adopted this, all this property of the elements beyond this physical element. What is there? The deeper you go in within, you experience silence. The higher you go, you experience silence. And in that silence is actually the experience of your own power of peace. In peace is the own power of silence. Because you are beyond sound in the state of nirvana, stillness, silence, peace. It's your natural quality. And so here it is the quality is being connected with the quality of God. Just like this, in order to function, if I want to get light, it's not that I connect two bulbs with each other. It's connecting the wire, the source, which is has power in it. But when it is cut off, it is just a piece of wire. It has no current. As soon as it is connected, the energy begins to flow. So when I am not identifying myself with the body, I am still a human being. But the energy is not flowing. The current, the quality that comes from the generator is not coming in me. I want to operate, this quality concept is not operating. I want to do something else, happen something else. Think of one thing, decision is of other thing, action is going to be another thing. Like yesterday Dadi was saying, you speak one thing, think of other thing, do other thing, the mind is fluctuating. And so why I want to be connected with God, to experience this God's quality in harmony within me? To bring that qualities belong to me and so that this can function in my everyday life. So we want to be connected. So qualities will be connected. You feel that the energy is operating and then you don't have to struggle to become free from difficulties or sorrow or suffering. It's a natural quality of God. The power works in you just like the light. As soon as you switch on the light, does the light fight to dispel the darkness? Light never fights to dispel the darkness. It is the property, power of the light dispels the darkness without struggle. It is the fragrance of the flower automatically changes the atmosphere of bad smell. It is the heat of the sun changes the cool waves of the... It's a power. And in this way it is being connected with God. With your goodness, goodness of God. G-O-D. G for generator. O for operator, D for dispeller of darkness, destroyer of ignorance. So why I want to be connected? I want to again bring, generate that energy within me. Become aware. So qualities are ignited again. If the light there is in the lamp, but if there is no oil in it, it's off, it does not give the light. So we have the picture, yes, I am a soul. People leave the body, they say, may thy soul rest in peace. Donate, give the donation of peace for a few minutes to this soul. But what is peace? Oh God, bring peace in the world. It is the positive energy of the soul, pure energy of God. And this positive and pure power, this connection, as some of you said, one person, it's a meditation, it's the source. What is meditation? It's a realization of my own qualities. So when I am soul conscious, my brother used this word from Kenya, that soul consciousness. What is soul consciousness? I, the soul, am conscious. Not only that I am a soul, conscious. When you are conscious, you are able to communicate with each other. When you are conscious, you are able to recognize each other. When you are conscious, you are able to express and experience your thinking, your memory, your actions. Interaction is taking place. The person is conscious. If it is unconscious, the body, the soul is there in the body, but so the person is unconscious, cannot communicate. So if the weaker and weakness is going on, and we are not able to communicate this energy of purity, of peace, of love, of wisdom, of happiness, of benevolence, the soul is there, but we are not soul conscious. And so this soul consciousness is the first step. Or otherwise the realization of the reality to make it experience myself and others. To believe that yes, I am a soul. And when you believe, then it will be the proof of that is there, that in every action, in every interaction, this faith will work, the qualities will work. So I just, sometimes I myself check throughout the day, how many minutes, how many hours, really truly, the soul is expressing itself with this consciousness as a soul. I am a soul with the faith that I am a pure and peaceful soul. I am child of the benevolent being, a benevolent being. And so it's the meditation is the experience of your own quality, and yoga is the experience of God's quality. That it becomes power, so that we are able to overcome the difficulties in our lives, the problems in our lives. Without struggle. It is just like the light does not fight with the darkness. It's just its own properties existing. And that's called divine. Human beings struggle to get something. Natural is something natural which is just expressing itself no matter whatever people accept or not accept. Reject or accept. For example, the flowers are blossoming. The fragrance is there, Somebody may be allergic to the fragrance. Oh, I don't like it. The natural power of fragrance will remain fragrance, whether you like it or not, you dislike it. So that respect will remain. You like the sun, but it's too hot. It's beautiful, light, but it's too bright. You say, please, can you draw the curtain? Can you close the door or shutter? I don't like it, it's too dark. The sun will never get upset. Hey, you praise my light and you are closing the door to the light. So natural is beyond any defamation and praise. The energy, then even this is called the natural power, then we begin to call them God. The sun God, the moon God, the water God. They are natural power. God's power is supernatural. And it's completely beyond praise and defamation. The benevolent being. So in order to connect with the Supreme Being, I need to be aware of the personality of the Divine. So my personality is transforming. As I am a soul, I know I am mind, I am intellect, and I am personality. So God's mind, God's personality, God's intellect. So in order to connect with this, so why God is called God? Why divine is called divine? It's a goodness in everything. All the time, whenever things go wrong, God will set it right. You pray, God, set it right. Purifier, reformer, liberator, different names are given because the functions, God is one, but many, many names. In Muslim religion, 99 names. In Hindu religion, 108 names. In other religions, many names. And names are on one side, he does not have a body. The bodily being have a name, the name of the body. But God... So there is a difference between the human beings have their name, but not necessary function is the same as the name. Electronics still has the name and function. God's many names are because of the function he does. This, for example, loudspeaker. I speak, maybe soft. This sound is mic going through. This one is speaking loud. It's called loudspeaker. His name is there. Television. It is something telling and also giving vision. Grinder. It is grinding. So electronics still have the name and function, but human beings not necessarily have the name and function. Maybe name is Rose. Sorry if somebody has a name Rose. But works like a thorn. Yeah, maybe light. Name is light, but the life is in darkness. Right? So a name is not a... Name is peace. Life is peaceless. Right? So God's name is name because the quality, the power is expressed. That name is given by human beings actually. The praise because experience. And so in order, there's a difference between prayer and relationship and connection. When I'm praying, I'm asking for something to get. Oh God, give me this. When it's a connection, it's the quality of that, whatever, for example, electric connection is there, and connection is on, not switched off. Then the quality is experienced. Relationship. It becomes a relation, not only connection, because you begin to relate this quality. For example, if I have a picture of the sun, yes, now I have a picture. I know this is the sun. Beautiful scenery of the sun. But there's no function of the sun in it. In my dark room, I don't experience light with the picture of the sun. I have a beautiful scenery of the ocean, nice waves. And if I try to swim on the wall, I will break my hand and feet. There's no experience of coolness. So by remembering God, making prayer, we have picture of God, but we don't experience the character of God, the qualities of God. And connecting with the divine means this yoga experience of, this is what I mean. I switch on the fan and the light, I don't feel the freshness. I say, oh, there's no light, the power is off. Power is gone. I am not seeing the power, but function is not there. I say power it off, power cut off. I am not experiencing coolness. Light is gone. And so connection with the divine means the qualities you are experiencing. Not only your own qualities, but God's qualities are also experienced. And his first connection, the proof of the connection would be God is the wisdom of wise, the knowledgeful one, the son of knowledge. And he gives his own introduction, then is right connection. Just like it's the parents who give the introduction to the children. I am your mother, I am your father. So God himself gives his own introduction. And that connects, that introduction, when I recognize and experience, becomes a real relationship, not only connection. And so introduction of God, now two thoughts are coming in mind that before going further, I should give you the time to ask if you would like to ask something, or shall I continue as the flow? When I'm saying introduction of God, I would like to speak about full introduction. Why God is called God? Why his form is... why there's so many conflict, different opinion about God? One God, so many battles, wars have taken place in the name of God. Confusion about God. Reason? Yeah, beautiful question. To whom he has to introduce? God introduces himself. To whom he gives his introduction? Who need his introduction? Who are looking for introduction of God? Who are searching him, God? Human being, no? Human beings, no? So in order to give introduction to the human being, which language he should speak? He should speak the language of this world, you know. So he gives his own introduction by giving knowledge through an instrument. But this is the later on question. Means later on, the little bit more I wanted to explain who God is first. God is not a human being. God is not an angel either. God is not Divine Father. God is the Supreme Being, the Supreme Soul. Right? Supreme Being, Supreme Soul. Now, Supreme Being, Supreme Soul, why it's called Supreme? Human beings are influenced by matter. Human beings are influenced by human beings. Come into the cycle of, become the subjected to matter as taking the body to express themselves and experience themselves, lose the power. Energy positive becomes negative energy. Actions become full of bondage. And so then there is a need to be free. And so in this way, human beings are like in a trap, mouse trap. All are trapped in it. Now who should liberate them? If all are in the mouse trap, somebody should be there who is out of the mouse trap. And so the Supreme Being is beyond this. It comes in the connection with matter, but without taking birth like human beings. Supreme parents. Human beings have their parents. Has a human body. And so it's a bodiless being. Supreme Being. Supreme Light. Not this light. The light of love, the light of peace, the light of purity, the light of wisdom, the light of truth. And all these things are abstract. Whatever we asking from God, what we want, in reality what the soul is looking for is not for the gross material. Realization is with the motor, with which bungalow, with a beautiful body, with healthy body, eventually everybody is gone. What the soul is looking for is the abstract energy, the real power within the self. And so the Supreme Being has the personality of all these abstract powers. Of peace, of love, of purity, of wisdom, of truth, of benevolence. Full in this aspect. Knowledge full, bliss full, love full, peace full, power full. And all is not for the self. It is for benevolence of others. That's why God means the one who does good and gives, bestower, giver. So his name or her name, because it's not his or her, but because of the language that we use when we use of the powerful energy in existence, in this form, in creation, we call him. But in fact, love, benevolence, acceptance, forgiveness, that's mother. First God is mother, and then is father. His love aspect is mother. And inherent qualities and inheritance aspect is father. So the Supreme Being, the Supreme Soul, form is just light like us. The name is God, benevolent being. In every language, whatever it is, the meaning would be giver, bestower, benevolent. In these 99 names of Muslim religion, it's a quality that is the souls are want to experience or have experienced. Same in Hindu religion. Is a praise of the qualities of which is benevolence for others. So benevolent being. Seed the creator. And now if you want to make the picture how it would be picture like this one. A seed form, the light seed, the creator. As the soul is a point of light, the creator of its own creation of action, God, creator of the fortune, the creator of the new consciousness, not create the body. The body is creation of matter. It's the presence of matter, the wonder of nature. So what he creates, he rejuvenates, he transforms, purifies. And it's called creator in this way. Just like I would say, tailor made my dress. Did tailor made my dress, really dress? He made my dress, but he did not make my clothes. Clothes he did not make. The material, he did not make. In factory material was created, but in fact, where did this cloth, cotton came from or plastic came from? It was from nature. So, tailor designed my dress and sew my dress that. So, carpenter made the table, the furniture. Did carpenter made the furniture? Of course, he shaped the wood into furniture. So God reshapes the fortune, reshapes the human consciousness, reshapes the world which has become, had gone wrong. And this is why his praise is always a contrast. Liberator, purifier, uplifter, benevolent, remover of darkness, bringer of light. Praise is always of a contrast of his task. So his name is in his task or attributive name. And virtues, God has many names. And that's why in one word in Sanskrit, we call it Shiva. Jehovah, later on, as the language travels from one place to another, another to another, the pronunciation changes. John, Juan, Jean, same name, pronunciation changes. In Spanish, if you call Raja Yoga, they will call Raja Yoga. Raja Yoga, it's a Raja Yoga. Some people cannot pronounce H. Some people cannot pronounce R, some people cannot pronounce J. And so as language travel, Shiva, Jehovah, Allah, is the same origin. Benevolent being. Form, point of light, seed of light. Functions, because this light, what it does, generates the energy once again. Generator, G-O-D, generator. O, operator. D, destroyer of negativity. God, G-O-D. These functions of God. And these functions are based, it's the expression of the powers, potential, might, not the might which cause harm, the might which brings light in life, which brings strength, which empower others, the Almighty. And this might of love, might of wisdom, might of peace, might of purity, might of happiness, might of truth, it's called the Almighty Authority. And the difference is, human beings have might. They try to cause harm to others. And God's might is benevolent might. Removes difficulties of others and gives power to others, empowering others. Selflessness. Unlimited. Impartial. Human beings have partiality, have limitations. God is impartial, unlimited, selflessness. And this is what the soul, the more we be connected, these qualities become in the soul, and so human beings are not human being anymore. Oh, she's an angel. Oh, he's an angel. Oh, you're so divine. What divine? It's not written on the forehead. It's the experience of the qualities. Just like it is experience, devil is not written somewhere on the, it's not big horns and big teeth. It's the experience of negativity we call devil. And it's the experience of goodness, positivity, spirituality, benevolence, we call it divine. And so it's, all these are abstract qualities. And whenever you remember, oh God, far beyond. You don't say, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh my God. My, you remember yourself, but where the mind is in, intellect, thought, traveling, not here, there. Oh, my mind is wandering, please take me to yourself. Intellect goes up. And so in order to bring the souls in the same level, he has to give the knowledge to the souls. Question might arise, why should he speak? Why should he give introduction in words? Our intellect has become so degraded, influenced, covered with so many colors, colored with so many colors, confused in amongst ourselves, creating doubt in the self and also doubt in others. The catching power is not there. When the atmosphere is very in upheaval, even the message very clear from satellite is coming, you don't catch. And so it is in the atmosphere, in the environment, in vibrations. Our own vibrations are full of negativity. Our own activity is full of influence and bondage. The catching power is not there. And when he gave this catching and touching, then it became so polluted that it became I. And it became my idea. I am God, you are God, this one is God. And this conflict started. The messengers brought message. And then we started fighting in the name of God. He doesn't want to create this confusion. He wants, okay, let me speak. So nobody says, oh, it's I got right and you got wrong. The conflict of religion is because my God says this and your God says, God is not mine and yours is God for all. No. Does not speak privately. It's an open knowledge for all. And that's why he speaks. He has to speak the knowledge. So that his spoken knowledge, all those who are there can hear. But, and yes, you hear, then it is a question of understanding and grasping how much you are as a soul, because he's speaking to the souls. Of course, it's going through these ventilators, namely ears, no? Then now sound is going through this, and God has to speak through the mouth of human beings to a human being. Wonder of beauty is he does not speak the language we should not understand. A parent, he does not speak the language which is that it is so complicated philosophy. Parents do not speak to the children that I speak such a wonderful knowledge that you don't understand. The parents speak the language to the children language. Mama wants to know how to say water. The father knows how to say this particular word, but child says, mum, 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 instead of water. What? Mother also says, come, come, come and drink, mum, drink. Whatever the word child is speaking, the mother begins to speak in order to make the child feel comfortable. And then gradually explains, this word is like this. So on the path of devotion, God fulfilled our desires, fulfilled our wishes, accepted, answered our prayers, but only short amount we got the answer. And now he has to give vision, not only vision, he has to give the knowledge so our confusion is removed. Misunderstanding is gone. Doubts are clear. Fear is removed. And this is why he needs to give knowledge. Because many remember God out of fear. How can fear and love exist together? Relationship is love. So not only I want something, I want to give something. Up to now I have been beggar. And if you have a relationship, a beggar with God, of course God is merciful, loveful, can give you perhaps a more, much more than what you want. A beggar comes at your door and he is expecting only a little bit food and you are so generous. You had just from your field got bundles and bundles of grains. And he said, okay, please, give one bag to him as well. You had cooked the food so much there, give him this basket of rice and this and that. But you don't tell this beggar, come and stay in my home. Beggar is happy to get the food, to get clothes, maybe a bundle of money. But still a beggar does not have the relationship or right to come. Okay, he can buy a fan because it's outside. You have given a lot of money, might be have had good air condition at home, but does not have a right to come and enjoy your coolness of your room. But a servant, yes, he can come in and can also experience and enjoy the same coolness, same freshness as you are experiencing. And can eat the food that you are eating, fresh food. But a servant does not have a right to your property. He deserves according to his service, his honesty, his dedication. And then you can give him some more. But your child is unworthy, not capable. You are concerned. My child become worthy, they can get my inheritance. It's a question of not only connection, it's a question of relationship with the divine. A beggar has a connection with the donor. A servant has a connection with his master, but the child has a relationship. So then inherent qualities and inheritance becomes my right, a natural birthright. And so God has to give knowledge to the children. You are not this body. You are a soul. You are eternal being. I am an eternal being. But you have a right to my property of all the qualities, the powers. And this is why knowledge is important. The first aspect, knowledge is God is light, the soul is light, but enlightened souls is able to not only just connect in relationship, is able to communicate with God. And relationship means giving and receiving, not only receiving. Communication, relationship is two ways thing. We live in the family, we say, oh yeah, my mother, or my sister, my brother, we are living under the same roof, but I don't have a good relationship with my father. Or I don't have a good relationship with my brother. If you call my brother, I have no good relationship. Because I am not able to exchange the positivity with positivity. And then your cousin or your other sister or other one living somewhere far beyond, maybe 1,000 miles away. I have a good relationship with my sister. She is living in America or Australia or Kenya, wherever. A good relationship. What is? It's a relationship, is exchange of positivity with positivity. Good relationship. In relationship is exchange of negativity with positivity, is tension. I have a good relationship, but I am always tense. There is no joy of connection and relationship. Good relationship is exchange of good. Not conflict with negativity, interaction with negativity is conflict, war, fear of each other, separation, divorce. And now the souls have actually divorced. We are, relationship with God is broken. And that's why reconnection is needed. And for that, knowledge is necessary. The soul has to be connected with God. And so come back again to the same foundation. I am a soul. A pure energy. A peaceful being. Loveful being. I've taken this body to play my role. I'm not this costume. I'm expressing myself on this world stage. The qualities that I, the soul, have. I am a pure and peaceful being. And this magnetic energy, just like magnet attracts the magnet, this natural pull, connection is made. And so I become aware, I realize, I exercise these qualities again and again. So then God's power, divine power of the divine being, is a magnetic pull, energy that uplifts the soul. You feel belonging, no more longing anymore, longing finished, searched finished. The beauty, experience of belonging to each other. I belong to the divine and the supreme being. The divine belongs to me. My all relationships are with the Supreme Being. Let the experience of the Mother Form, the love, flow in my feelings, in my mind. And this energy of love opens my heart. And this lake of love the waves of positive energy. Creates ripples of joy in me. I am a loving being, a divine being. Pure being. In the mirror of experience, I see my reflection. I am pure and peaceful soul, the child of the Supreme Being, the Supreme Soul. As I breathe in, I breathe in the joy of belonging to the Supreme. I breathe in peace. As I breathe out, I vibrate the vibrations of peace and love. And as a child, with joy, shows the gifts that he has received from the parents. The soul wants to show, just to express the bliss, the true relationship. Eternal relationship with the Supreme Being. I am pure, in my original nature, a peaceful soul. Om Shanti. Om. Peace. Om. would like you, if you want to ask anything or share anything, yes. Yeah.
Somebody at the back had asked how to come to God. I don't know who
yeah.
was that.
How he speaks here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because this question, it's not only him. I think it also affects people,
yeah.
Christians. They
yeah.
want to see God. They want, yeah. how do I get to God?
Okay. Okay. Good.
And it is important. I would like to say, how do you get back? How do you get to God? Is it through knowing God, knowing the properties of God? Or how do you come to become peaceful? Or how do you become experiencing these peaceful properties of God? I think this is a problem in most of religions.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are three different ways of seeing things. For example, you go to a shop and on the shelf, you see an object there. You have seen that, and you say to the shopkeeper, sales assistant, please, can I have a look? Can I see it? You are pointing to that object. Can I see it? You had seen already with the eyes. Now you take this thing in your hand and you see is a quality, what I was looking for. Now you are seeing it using your hand. Here the understanding of that particular thing that you are buying. So you are using touch, but invisible energy is your experience, your knowledge, intellect. Understanding it is called. And then you say, yes, now this is this quality I want to buy. So you have seen with the eyes, you have seen with gross touch, you have seen with the subtle experience or understanding and intellect. What you saw is the subtlety, no? the power within the thing, durable or not, quality. This is a gross example. As I said, to see God is not a matter, He's not a human being. So you don't see with these eyes exactly as you don't see yourself. Do you see yourself with these eyes? You see your dressing with these eyes. You can call it your house. You can see this your building with your eyes. But the one who is living in the building, is not seeing. You are not seeing your form, but you know you are there. Other person is speaking to you. He knows that okay, this is the name and form, but when he's speaking to you, not speaking in the reality to your brain, not speaking to your face, on the face, it's speaking to you, means your mind, your intellect, your personality. Somebody says, do you know him? No, I have not been so much in this person's connection. I don't know him much. He is my neighbor, but I do not know him much. I do not know him. Because you have not experienced. So as the soul, I see through my experience myself. I see the other souls through my experience. In the same way, it is also to meet God means to experience. And recognize that this is what it is, you, through the quality, because you, if soul will recognize God, no? Not the body. So this is why first aspect, first practice is soul consciousness. I, the soul, am speaking to God. So how will I speak? Not with mouth. The soul is speaking with the mind. The soul is not with human being, because they are in the world of sound. I use the sound. But when the people are far, you are not speaking with the sound, you are speaking. If some kind of good connection, love is there, you speak in the mind. If hate is there, you speak in the mind. Much more. Words are limited, and it is the mind speaks more. With whoever, the whom you love the most of the time you speak in the mind, which is I'm speaking with the mind, but you are speaking with the feelings. Mind is still gross, means the speaking with the mind, the thoughts are still the creating thoughts, but the meeting, communicating is with the feelings. Hateful feeling, loveful feeling, respectful feeling, faithful feeling, now they become more subtle. Now with God, you are also actually, as the soul, mind is not visible, so God's mind is not visible, but mind is connected with the mind. It becomes more subtle energy. Then when the thoughts are being created, feelings is create, experiencing, feelings are becoming deeper, it changes into energy called vibrations. Vibrations communication. It is just like the subtle satellite. It is the light, but our thoughts move faster than the satellite. Now it is scientifically proved that thoughts, speed of thought is billions and billions and faster than light. And so it is then here the thought brings, if the thought is connected in soul consciousness with God, then the mind of God is connected with your mind. So what is happening? The peace, the power of peace is coming. Can you bring this sister back next to you behind so that she does not miss that one? Please don't miss, because we are going in a beautiful journey. Yeah. And so it's the thoughts, then this understanding which was created, thought with understanding, intellect guided the mind, how you understood, you love that person or you hate that person loves you or hates you, so then became your feeling. Feeling became deeper in your experience. Experience became your expression with breath. Now you are vibrating this energy. Another person comes in the room, you have not spoken, can feel the vibrations, love or hate, respect or disrespect. And you react accordingly. This is, even with human beings, we connect with subtle energy. Then when we are really in conflict and negativity, the more we are negative, the more we are expressing. The subtle love is there, less word, more exchange is through smile, through drishti. And sometimes, not even smile and drishti, it is just the closeness. So with God is now subtler than that. Because it's a metaphysical being. This is relationship with the physical being, with the soul to soul, with heart to heart. God is metaphysical energy. And so this metaphysical energy is actually, you are leaving behind this gross form. Because the body consciousness is made of these elements, and earth is very heavy, and you let go, I'm not this body, so gravity finishes. Then the water is emotion, it is movement, you can touch it, but you cannot grip it, you move higher. Fire, you can see it, but you cannot hold it, it's more subtle. Air, it is touching you, but you cannot touch it. But you see, yeah, the tree is moving, the leaves are moving, the curtain is moving. It's a different experience. Ether, you cannot touch it, you cannot weigh it. And so here, this energy of soul consciousness, as you are letting go, this element's energy grows behind, you are being uplifted up above. It's God energy's metaphysical energy. Now that you, the soul, begin to experience energy of that level, the purest level, the highest level, the divine level. So in this way, it is just like being up. It's not the body moves upward, but the influence is that you feel lightness. You don't feel the weight anymore of the body. When you are lightness, joy, happy, you don't feel the weight. But when the mind is heavy, you feel very tired. You feel weight. And here in soul consciousness, you become light and lightness and weightless. And then this energy of the Supreme Divine, the soul begins to feel that. The deeper the feeling, it becomes experience. The deeper the experience, it becomes real, your power. It's a meeting of the soul with the Supreme Soul. Seeing with the divine intellect, because now you can see the contrast. Your understanding and your discrimination is different now. You can see the gross joy we got from human being, the gross joy we see from the object, the gross happiness I got from the wealth, the gross respect I got from my child, gross devotion I got from my other people. It's a totally different level. Divine is giving the experience of divinity, but based on my spirituality. So what is happening now, the proof of this experience is, your spirituality is becoming reality. God is the spiritual parents. Physical parents are physical parents. God, spiritual parents. Now spirituality of you, a soul, becoming reality, I, the child of the Supreme Being. But you are here in this body. It's not you are dead, but you are detached. This gravity of five elements is becoming lesser and lesser. And yet you are in the body, because your brain, because you are seated here, you are still connected with it. So you go beyond. This is spirituality. The deeper the spirituality is, the reality of spirituality is now another energy level. That becomes purity. It means no pollution. No pollution of your own doubt. No pollution of your own the bondage. Influence of your own weakness. I'm a sinner, I am weak, I am downtrodden. That was there when you were very conscious of the matter. Now as you are child of God, it's going up higher level. It's purity. So spiritual level uplifts you to the pure level. Purity. Yeah. This purity then leads you to divinity. You become connected. And now this divinity brings the power in you like a royalty, you are not beggar anymore. It's there. God qualities, your quality, your inheritance is royalty. The God, the King of Kings. Spirituality, purity, divinity, royalty makes you recognize your dignity. Okay? So, anyone else want to ask anything? There was one question here. Anyways, a question. Yeah.
Didi, I was wondering if it was possible for you to take us through the experience of going to Baba's room and to the Tower of Peace sometime before we leave.
Yeah, it's possible, but then all these people cannot sit at one place, no? This is what it is, yeah. It is possible to experience how the Supreme Being generated the atmosphere through a relationship with the human being, and we can bring that energy on this level. Not only we go and get the God's energy comes on our level. Like the parents, when the child is fallen down, is not expecting that come in the lap of the mother or the father himself comes and lifts the child. I just want to tell one story, how God himself comes and tells. It's a very interesting story. I finish with this. And then perhaps maybe those who want to go can go in Baba's room. It's okay, it's open. Yeah, that is an amazing experience, wonderful experience. But let me tell this story. I finish with that experience then. Okay. Once there was a king called Birbal. King Akbar, and he had his advisor called Birbal, wise advisor. So this Birbal Akbar said, "Are you all the time talking about God comes and uplifts and God does this and God does that? Why he should himself come? Does he not trust the messengers? Can he not believe the one he had sent so many messengers to this world? Can he not trust them that they can do the job he has to do? Why should he himself should come?" He said, "Okay, I will give you the answer some another time." After a few months, this went by, that he didn't do anything. And one day, suddenly, he arranged a garden party for the children, this advisor, and invited the king, and many children were there, and prince was also there, very close to the king. This is the story, the meaning. The story has a beautiful meaning, that's what I want to share it. And then when this play was going on, the king's attention was again and again to this beautiful child. He was playing with a maid, playing, jumping, going here and there, and suddenly this maid pushed the child in water, in the river. The king, wow, nice conversation was going on with the advisor. He left everything and jumped in water. Jumped in water and went to bring the child back. So with his effort, he brought the child back. He realized it was not the prince. It was not his child. It was a dummy of the child, and how some electronic were connected, it was movement was taking place. And he said to this advisor, "What joke you have done?" He said, "No, sir, it's not a joke. I just want to know why you yourself jumped in the water." He says, "Don't you realize that I thought it was my child and was pushed in water?" He says, "But it's okay, I was there, other advisors were there, many other faithful people were there, you could have sent one of us, we could have gone and brought your child back." He says, "Don't you understand the heart of the father and mother? How could I say you go when my heart could not stop? And I just come and went, and then I realized it was you were playing some tricks. He says, no sir, this is the answer to your question. We believe God is the mother and father. He sent many messengers. Time to time many messengers came, brought the message, but the world could not be liberated. And that's why eventually God Himself has to come to bring the souls back home to the world of happiness, to bring this realization of belonging. And so this was. So Himself has to come to us so that we can be uplifted again. And for that, because the soul has forgotten, the soul has broken the connection and realization, so knowledge has to be given to the soul. First, you are my child. You are a soul. And this is why knowledge is necessary. And then experience. Knowledge becomes light. Knowledge is light. And that light gives the understanding of the might. Of light becomes might. And this relationship with the might becomes as my birthright. Godly qualities as a child is birthright. I don't have to beg anymore. Short my own experience. When I came, 57, it was 1957, many years ago. I used to come from my college. I had not been many times. It was my second time. One time I visited, only saw the place and met one sister just for 3 minutes. It was my second time. I did not know about Brahma Kumari's detail. I know my auntie was there. Time to time I asked some questions of what I wanted, because I wanted to be a social worker. I wanted to serve humanity, and I was not satisfied with the response from the people whom I wanted to serve. Smoking, drinking, spending money not for the use I wanted that they should use. Anyway, that was a different conversation with the people, spiritual people. So she invited me, and my friend invited me, said that you like spirituality and you really want to go into the depth. It's a beautiful event today. You should come. And they invited me. When I reached there, people were there. It was just in a garden that they gathered. And the teacher said, it's not for you. This is going to be a class. That in India, like open terrace, no? The class was like this. The place, it was like this big, in L shape. All, not so big, half of this and in L shape. But all together must be this size, the roof, the ceiling, the terrace, house. Building, nice. And they said, no, it's not for the, it is for the regular ones, those who understand deeper spiritual level. And I say, no, I like spirituality. But anyway, that my friend recommended, let her come, because she likes the good deep things to churn or to share. If she does not understand something, then tomorrow morning in college we can talk about it. So with her recommendation, I went up. My mother had been with my auntie, so these sisters let my mother go, but not me. So she had gone already before and sat down there when I went. So I sat down next to that door here, and I sat here. And Baba was sitting there. I was not sitting here. And I every time I do a bhakti, a devotion, you close your eyes, meditate. And I thought these people are going to meditate, and then when Guruji will come, then everybody would say, Jai Guruji, great praise of respect for Guru, and everybody would stand up. So I just started meditating with my eyes closed. There's no sound, there's no singing, there's no chanting, there's no music, nothing. Because other places, singing and chanting, a lot of noise is there. And here everybody's quiet. I said, what is happening? Nobody's Nobody is saying anything. Nobody is speaking. I open my eyes. Now, when I was sitting, my eyes closed. Baba came, this founder of the university. He came. He just sat down there. And I did not notice because I was sitting with my eyes closed. Might be, perhaps would drifted away, I do not know, but I think I did not notice. No. So I looked at, I said, oh. When I looked at him, I saw this aura, the body of light. I said, how could be this man, body of light? So I thought it was still evening, the September month, the light sunshine was there. I say, perhaps it is the light is just focused there. And then I said to myself, but why only this one person? There should be the light more, other people should also. So I'm questioning and I am still seeing very special light feeling. Okay. Then I said, oh, might be this. I changed the place. So from there, I got up there and I saw, I still have the same light. I do not know. This is a new toy for me. I need to switch it on. When it's on, because it's very new. When it comes, just switch it off. I don't even know how to switch it off. Very new toy. Okay. And so, I changed my place. And still is the same feeling. Now it was a beautiful game. When I look at him, it's a very attractive light. Beautiful light. When I close my eyes, I see the moonlight around me, cool, soothing. When I see there, it was like something, it's not charming, but it was like pulling me, I am just pulled towards that. And this is what is, I am feeling soothing light. Like moonlight. So it's a game, and I pinched myself. Am I sleeping? Is it real? Now, I am having very nice experience, just like when it's very hot weather, what happens? You feel the whole body sweating and cool breeze creates tinkling, you know, some nice feeling. So it was a very nice, this was gross. I could express in this way. Very nice, beautiful feeling in the body as well. So I am playing this game. Close my eyes, open my eyes, close my eyes, open my eyes. And then suddenly I felt, then I felt more this magnetic energy. I felt perhaps he is casting some magic spell, no? No, fear came in my mind. I said, oh, perhaps he is doing some magic, and if something happens to me, what will happen? So now I started looking where my mother was sitting. I'm having such a nice experience, but this intellect, you know, now begin to think where. So I said, okay, if something happens to me, my mother is there. Okay. Anyway, if this is stopped, then I think energy changed, you know, my own, this fear changed the feelings. Now I thought, okay, let me hear, what is he speaking about? He was speaking something about light. I said, this is a strange Guruji, strange person. He speaks about light. His body is of light. Does he eat light? Was he born like light? So my mind was spinning like, you know, something so fast, you know. I didn't understand anything. It was true what the sister said. Was he speaking something very spiritual, but I didn't understand anything. So then I said, is my mother understanding? And when I looked at her, she was really nodding her head, her face was very blissful and so absorbed, just like this. And so now I'm not experiencing any more this pull, so I think when we'll finish and we go. Same time, one experience, second experience, third experience. Okay, we finished. And this lecture finished, we went home. And I asked my mother on the way, I told my experience of seeing this light and this magnetic energy pulling and this coolness, moonlight, and then it is also beautiful light. But I said, I did not know which scripture he spoke about. I did not understand anything, just one word, light. And she says, oh, it was such a wonderful experience, such a beautiful experience. He spoke the purpose of life. He spoke where the souls are coming from, what happens after we leave the body. And all my questions really are answered, and I'm so happy that I found the answer that I was looking for. I wanted to come more to understand about it. And then she says, but she did not see the light. She did not have the experience I had. Now we are at the same place. She experienced knowledge more, and I experienced light. So this experience was so beautiful one, really. Though I had doubt, I thought might be magic, might be something wrong happen. And yet this deep feeling which went in was very special. So next day I asked my friend, I said, where did this your Guruji got light from? She says, you know, God the Almighty was speaking. I said, no, there was no thunder. It was such a beautiful weather. There was no rain, no thunder. When God speaks, these thunders are created. She says, if God speaks and He creates thunder, lightning, who will listen to Him? I said, no, but this is what it is. When God speaks, the thunders are there. She says, that must be another type of thunder, but not the thunder in the sky. Must be another kind of lightning, not but this light. But because I had the old concept, so I said, no, you do not know. In this scripture is that, and that scripture is written. She says, okay, anyway, but it was not God speaks. I say, you did the Almighty? It's God the Almighty? How can somebody, a person, can take the power of God the Almighty, who has the power of thousand, brighter than thousand suns? She says, and I said, God, the body will burn into ashes. She says, can it be the Supreme, the all-loving God be so harmful that will burn somebody's body? God's might is not to burn somebody's body. God's might is to burn the sins. God's might is to burn the weaknesses into ashes, the vices into ashes, the suffering into ashes, but not a body. So she tried to explain, God is incorporeal, God is bodiless, God is light, He needs a body to speak. But I was not able to grasp this, no. I said, but one, do you believe He is the Almighty? She says, yes, I do believe He is the Almighty, but His might is different. His gentle might, not the might which can cause harm to others. When I had a handkerchief in my hand, she says, for example, this drops on the floor, you will pick it up? I say, why not? I can wash it and use it again. She says, how much energy you need? I say, what kind of energy? I said, like this, I don't need energy to lift it. She says, can you lift 15, 20 kilos weight? I say, yes, I have muscles. The porter throws the luggage in the train, and if we have to sleep when we are traveling, we have to make arrangement for ourselves. I can lift my luggage, I can help my family to do. I have strong arms, strong muscles. She says, why are you not using your muscles to lift your handkerchief? I said, her name was Subhash. I said, Subhash, if I lift the handkerchief using my muscles and showing that I am using the power to lift the muscles, this handkerchief, people will think I am mad. She says, with great love, she looked at me, really into my eyes, and said, Sudesh, do you think God is mad? Do you think God is mad? When you have that much sense, that when you are lifting the handkerchief, you don't need to use your energy, and when you have to lift 20 kilos weight, suitcase, you use your energy. You have that much sense. So God wants to speak to His children. His mother aspect is to explain to the children, to make things clear. Why should He shout? Why should He create thunder? Why should He create lightning? The light comes, speaks. And then I said, oh. And then she says, you must be very sensitive to the vibrations. It's the vibrations of light there. And I said, oh, but then the light comes, enter this person's body. Say, yes. I said, oh, I was sitting with my eyes closed. Now, tomorrow when I go, I would sit with my eyes open and see how the light comes. But anyway, next day I went. There was, Baba at that time was passing through Delhi. He had come from Mount Abu, and that was the evening, the program, lecture, and he was going somewhere. So it was like a break journey. So I did not see him again that time, okay. And then I started meditating myself, because thinking, I want to see how this light comes. Anyway, so then I practiced few days meditation myself, studied, and a lot, literature, the teachings from here, went into depth, and then realized how God comes and who God is and how He functions. And then I met, and that was also a real experience, but I don't want to go into detail this when I really met. That was something, okay, I just showed short. When He came back, one of the sisters, I used to come from my college every day, and I used to study, read myself books, literature, make notes. And these two sisters came from another town and said, are you waiting to meet Baba? I said, no, he is not here. He's gone somewhere, and after quite a long time, I think few days or month had passed. I'm coming and studying myself. He said, no, he has come, and we have come to meet him. And so I told the sister in charge, that the sisters is saying that Baba has come, and I met last time when he was passing through. Can I meet him now? Because last time he also passed, and he left, and I did not meet. He says, not today, but he's going to stay now some days. Tomorrow morning you can come. And I thought, but tomorrow morning, so early, my parents would not allow, my father especially would not allow me to come. I thought, I did not tell her. She says, but now see, it is left lunch time. He would have lunch, and then actually it was the time of lunch had finished. He has to go rest, and it's not the time for meeting. Tomorrow morning you can meet. So I thought, if he's going to rest, so I cannot disturb rest. So see, I would try tomorrow morning, but my father would not let me come. So I just, anyway, I could not argue, thinking it is good that he should rest. He was also 80 over 80 at that time. And so I studied my regular Murlis, they called the advanced course, magic flute of knowledge now. The knowledge that Baba gives, I studied, made notes, went into depth, made a thick book, in absence of these days when Baba was away. I had understood God is incorporeal, comes in the corporeal body. He needs a human body to speak to human body on this level. It's not that he's all the time sitting. This man is not God, but God comes time to time to speak to the children. This had become very clear to me through understanding, through knowledge. Intellect had understood, and also in meditation I had good experiences. So I wrote, I always used to write some notes for myself and then meditate. In meditation I spoke, God, you have come from Paramdham, you have come from the Supreme Abode, and you are sitting here. Can you not come down on this floor here outside and meet me? These sisters do not allow me to meet him. And I finished meditation, folded my notebook, and I saw him coming from the, it was like a building, and from the back door from that side, and I saw him here, I was sitting here next to this opening, the gate, and he came from the back side of the building in the garden here in front. And I left my book and I immediately went like a child, Papa! Like a child, I hugged him. And he says, Daughter, you can come tomorrow. No one can stop you. I said, how did he hear? This I said in meditation. And this is how that experience was like belonging, feeling that yes, Baba has heard me. And then I started coming in personal experiences, question, answer, speaking. So this was my first meeting with Baba. There are deeper, more expressive experiences are there, but this was my personal meeting. Okay, time is flying. We are nearly...
I had one question there. Everybody, when they think about God, they look up, right? Oh God, they say, and they look up. If you think that God is up somewhere, and if you look at the universe, and Earth is one planet, there is no up or down, east, west, north, south, anywhere. So, why we look up all the time to God?
It's on a physical level, for our understanding, we say up, right? But the energy, the consciousness, is also considered up, upliftment. What is it? Is up, upliftment. You are not, your body is not lifted, your brain is not lifted up there. So our language is the, because the universe, beyond the universe, is the universe of light. And whichever place you are there would be of the higher level. So in this consciousness, in order to focus our energy easily direct, we call it up, above. Above the influences, above matter, about any kind of interference. The reason these five elements, when I was speaking about the level of the energy, these five elements has the property of influencing each other. Water is clean, becomes polluted. Air is clean, becomes polluted. Fire is hot, but with water becomes cool. Water is cool, becomes hot with fire. It's influence. And God is beyond this, above this. So in this aspect, it is also the language, but when we think of the universe, above, higher and higher is also, sky is higher, and metaphysical energy is higher in this aspect level. Okay, ji. Om Shanti. I think now we need to finish this. The traffic control is 5 minutes more, and some souls, some requested that they want to experience or should experience. It's a very beautiful one. I think perhaps you are in would be when whatever time in between is there can come and experience Baba's room vibrations there. Is also very nice. You wanted to say something? No. Anyone wants to ask? Here is one brother wants to ask one question. This brother.
Oh, thank you very much, Sadesh. It was wonderful. And
yeah.
I know you once received the title, the Nightingale of Knowledge, and certainly you shared that with us. That wasn't really a question. I was just wondering if the Australians could meet at the back of the hall, just at the end, for a couple of messages. That would be good.
Yeah, that was also the blessing from Baba, Nightingale of Knowledge. Yeah, this was actually also because I had many beautiful experiences. And one day I was sharing when this history hall was built. I was sharing my experience with the group in the evening, like you have come, in the same way new group had come, but those were regular in knowledge. And we used to, at that time all this was not built, very simple, one room was there, reception, this place was not built, Tower of Peace, other building, nothing was built. First was this history hall was built, a small hall. And I was relating my experience of few days since I had come. Very beautiful experience of realization, beautiful experience of knowledge that I have received, meditation experience. And so I heard Baba's, it was evening class, so Baba used to wear, Baba when I'm saying this father of humanity, Brahma Baba. Baba, God for Baba is one, and to him is also we call Baba. I thought he's coming, so I stopped. But he stopped outside to listen, and I thought he's not coming, it's only my... And then he came and he says, what was Gyan Nightingale singing, the Nightingale of Knowledge singing? You were telling very beautiful experience, you were singing very beautiful song of knowledge. I realized the knowledge is not knowledge. It's a song of spirituality. It's a song from the heart. What experience this is.
Hear me? Yeah. I just want to know how this Shiv Baba and Mahadev, Shankar, Shiv, how does it relate together?
Actually,
Shiv Baba is Mahadev or Shiv Baba
is
Shiv Baba?
No. In fact, God is Supreme Soul for all souls. Shankar is a personification of meditation. God does not meditate. So these are the three functions of God. Okay, I finish this after traffic control this point. Yeah. So the Supreme Soul, Shiva, is God, no human being. This one is God creates three angelic forms. And these three tasks. So generation, regenerating the energy through Brahma of purity and wisdom. Then destroying the negativity through Shankar, through yoga. And then this combined energy of creating the new, destroying the old, brings the perfection in life. That is Vishnu, the balanced energy. So these are the three functions of God. I wanted to, because it's too much otherwise, I wanted in an introduction there are eight things about God. Name, form, qualities, functions, where does he live, what he does, what he does not, time of meeting with him, relationship, and what do I achieve, why should I meet God? 8 points are, but it was not a time and it would be too much otherwise to digest as well. So, but full introduction of God, I have spoken few aspects. So this is one of the functions of this here, G for generator, generates the energy of wisdom and purity through Brahma. Practical in life for man and woman, for the new world is operation, is this Vishnu, perfection in action. And how to destroy old, it is through meditation and yoga. And so Shankar is a symbol of transformation, purification, meditation. So he himself is not meditating on him. This is a symbol, if you are, because you are from asking from Hindu background, in Shiva, Shivratri, they never call Shankaratri. Shivalaya, they never call Shankaralaya. Shankar is Mahadev, means great deity, means great divinity, because when you destroy your negativity, that is greatness, that is great divinity. But perfection, when you have divinity, but you don't have inner defect remaining anymore, but the power not is affecting any weakness of anybody else on you, that is perfection, perfect action, free from defect and free from effect. That is Vishnu. That is sustaining world, the energy. That is paradise. And so creation of the new world, destruction of the old world, sustenance of the new world, sthapna, vinashan, palna. Create, and that is the symbol, three lines on Shiva, in Shivalingam. So God is the creator of the three deities, and this is the name of the Father and the Son together. God the Father, Shiva, Shankar his son, like Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, father and son's name together. In Shiva is the father, Shankar is the child, creation. That's why he's Mahadev. I can speak to you later on about it, because this is what it is. Okay.